From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, Jesus saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to pull out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Full disclaimer, I have been at the vestry retreat all weekend. The vestry retreat is the vestry, for those of you new to the Episcopal Church, is our sort of governing body, our leadership team. So we went up on Friday and came back at around 12:30 today. And so the disclaimer is, when I'm this brain tired, there's no telling what's going to come out of my mouth. So I hope you'll come back next week to hear a sermon by Samantha Smith. So we were telling stories last night, and one of the stories that I told was on myself, and that I was saying, you know, these are some of the worst bedside manner stories that I have in my entire, almost 20 years of being a priest. And so one of them is this wonderfully nice woman in her mid-50s is going to have her whole body taken down to like temperature zero. They're going to take her heart out of her body. They're going to set it on the side. They're going to work on it and repair and put some things and other valves and different things in it. Then they're going to take her heart and put it back in her body and then turn it back on and bring up her temperature and literally bring her back to life. She's a little nervous, as you could expect. A lot nervous, as you would expect. I would be. And so she's crying, and she's really, really, really worried, and she's beginning to cry. And I held her hand, and I got right in her face, and I said, "Anne, you are not going to die today." And I said my prayer, and I left, and I shut the door to her room, and I got about halfway down the hall, and I went, oh my God, that's the dumbest thing anybody could ever say to anybody. You could die today, Anne. This is possible. And so later, when her husband called and said she had made it through the surgery and she was alive, I was like, "Praise Jesus. Thank you very much." And some people were like, "Well, you know, you had a 50-50 shot on that one." And I'm like, I don't know about 50-50. I like when you pull your heart out of your body, you're at a 70-30 shot on it. And so anyway, whew. And the other one just happened a couple of weeks ago. An 88, 89-year-old parishioner of ours is having severe back pain, and it had come She had to go to the hospital, and it was on the anniversary of her husband's death. And she was really, really worried, and she was really tired, and she's really sad, and she's all of the things that you would expect after your husband had died about 3 or 4 years ago. And you're just kind of in, you're at this point in your life, and what should, and so she's again, hospital bed, again, tears, again, the worst priest ever shows up, and again, he holds the hand, and I said, Anne, other woman, next woman, I said, are you done? Are you done living? And she said, yes, I am done living. I don't want to live anymore. And I said, I have really bad news. You're not going to die from back pain. And she froze, and I said, what's your pain right now? She goes, it's a 10. And I said, all right, let's count our blessings. Are your blessings at a 10? And I think, because I think they are. You are safe. You are in good medical care. You have your family with you. And you have the doctors and the brains necessary to heal this pain. And I believe you're going to have to live a little while longer. But you'll solve the pain. Now let's have a prayer. And then as I left, I went, I am the worst priest ever. This poor woman. How could I have said that to this poor woman? I am the worst priest ever. So, given the fact that none of you laughed at any of that, and given the fact that you are all thinking, yes, he is the worst priest ever, please do not send him to our hospital, please. Who do you want to come? I want anyone to come. Anyone but the mean one. The one who lies and then tells me I'm not going to die. I brought that up to you because of the gospel today. And for those of you who are new to St. Mark's and new to us, you need to know that about 12 years ago, this church suffered from what I would diagnose as an inferiority complex. And an inferiority complex, the way that I look at that is just sort of like you really just spend most of your time beating yourself up that you can do nothing. And organizations can do the same thing. Organizations can get together and say, we are not good, and we can't do anything right. And you can tell that an organization is in an inferior... One of the signs was, before we had the nice brick and wrought iron fence along the front there, we had these gnarled bushes. And some of them were alive, and some of them were dead, and that was supposed to be welcome to church, bushes that were not quite right. And we were in a place. We had a lot of problems. We were not doing right. We were not doing things as we should. And while we're not a perfect organization, I believe we've come out of that inferiority complex into a place of abundance, into a place that's completely different than we were 10 years ago, into a place like the story. We've fished all night long. There's nothing out there. Well, why don't you trust me? And let's go out there and see what we find. And the abundance is so much, the fish are so many, they have to go get friends with boats to pull it in. And when they pull all of it in, when I read this story earlier today, when they bring it all in, Simon's reaction is mine. Get away from me, Jesus. I do not deserve this abundance. Get away from me. I am not worthy. Get away from me. And I feel that's an interesting reaction to abundance. That you don't deserve it somehow. The love of Jesus, I believe, and the trust that this church had, I believe, in that love and in Jesus, brought it out of gnarled bushes, inferiority complex, can't do anything placed, and moved it into a position of mission and can do and abundance. And we stand right now where Peter stood, where we're like, we don't know what to do with this abundance. We don't know what to do with all of this. We have all of these opportunities and all of these things, and it's so much more comfortable to be an inferiority, to be an inferior church, to be an inferior person. It's much more comfortable where I was. I don't know what to do with all of this healing, with all of these blessings, with all of this wellness. I don't know what to do, so why don't you just get away from me? And there's this moment of this hand that's got a little bit of a confused face to it, like, stand up. You have all of this for a reason. I'm going to make you catch people. And that's us, the sweet little Episcopal church that's lost 75% of its members since 1950. Stop. We have an abundance of so much to offer the world. We are not an inferior denomination. We are not an inferior church. You are not inferior people. We are Christian people who believe in the gospel of God. We're not going to die from back pain. We're going to not die from the heart surgery. We're going to keep living and keep proclaiming and keep doing, and that's what we've been called to do. So St. Mark's, get up. Let's go fish for some people. Amen.
All the clouds blew away.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.